Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
Jonathan also managed to catch up with Kilkenny's Owen Cody, who line out alongside the Cats in their opening round clash with Galway next Saturday at 4:30.
So Owen, welcome. It is something slightly different away from the training ground today here at the launch of the Leinster Championship. Beautiful surroundings, and I suppose it's all to look ahead to a very exciting Leinster Championship ahead.
Yeah, great to be here. We're looking forward to the Championship. I suppose 10 days now away, so yeah, really looking forward to it.
How do you assess things after the league? It gives us that natural kind of line in the sand, doesn't it?
Yeah, so obviously the league is done and dusted now. We avoid relegation. Obviously, we were probably under threat of it for a while. Our performances probably had us down there. Obviously, they'd have us down there. Lots of positives, lots of negatives, I suppose, to take from it. But with them negatives, we kind of you get to learn from them. So that's, a huge thing from the league, that if we are kind of underperforming, which we were, that we had to take them positives from it. And look, training has been going well over the last number of weeks. We're really building towards the first round championship. And then from there, obviously, Leinster Championship, 5 games in 7 weeks. So let's bring it on, yeah.
I suppose it doesn't matter how good or bad the league goes, it's just parked, isn't it, really, now at this time of year?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing. People, I suppose, even as chatting, people bring up certain games and certain performances, but at the end of the day, they're completely irrelevant now. You play them, obviously people, at the time, league is important, every game is important, but once they're done, you take what you can from them and you part them, because at the end of the day, it's all about championship.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk, I suppose, externally, not this wouldn't even venture his way down into the camp of players missing and one available. I guess you just have to, the players were here in the castle, you have to get under siege, isn't it? And what you have, and you build with that and prepare with that.
Yeah, look, a few lads obviously gone to Australia and lived their lives a bit. You and Billy are probably two big absence this year, especially, but look, they were two great teammates to have. They performed so well in a Kenny jersey and definitely live their lives too, and that's their decision to make, and look, whatever they want to do, that's completely fine. When they were a part of the team, they gave it all, and that's all you can ask for. Now we have a panel of 40-42 and just about them players now, and really, I suppose, own in on who we have and what we have available to us. And look, lads have put their hands up. There's been a lot of new lads broken into the team throughout the league. A lot of lads have been tried out. A lot of new lads on the panel. So look, it's been really exciting to be part of such maybe a young and a new panel in Kilkenny, yeah.
It's funny, like everyone I talk to now is talking about new faces in training, running after young lads in training, freshness.
Yeah.
It's like somebody said at the start of the year, everyone's going to do it like this. But what does it give from your point in there? That freshness is positive, no doubt.
Absolutely, yeah. I know from the start of the year, actually, as soon as I got back in training with Kenny, it was so refreshed. There was so many new faces. There was a lot of young lads. They just brought that energy, the hunger, the excitement, the passion that, for me, it was kind of made me realise, look, that's what it's all about. I think it's my 6th or 7th year now with Kenny. And just kind of reminded me personally of what it was like kind of be there for the first time, how much it means, what it actually means to be, I suppose, like Kenny Herder. And I could see that in so many young lads about how they came to train, how they prepare for training, and how they played in training. I just see the energy from them, the positive kind of want, the hunger they had to be part of the Kenny panel. And it kind of just reminded me of, no, that's why we're there. We're all there at some stage. We're all 18, 19, 20 breaking onto the Kenny team. And that, I suppose, passion, the hunger, the real want to be there. And it's about enjoying, I suppose. And maybe it's what really about. It's all about enjoying it and loving every minute of it.
We look ahead to the big games then coming up. The one that always catches the eye is Galway Kilkenny. Fair to say you didn't have good memories of the league game. How do you deal with that sort of circumstance? I know we talked at the start about wiping the league to one side, but obviously I'd imagine this stuff from that game and even that feeling afterwards that you want to try and put right in your viewpoint even.
Yeah, as you said there, it was about wiping it, but as we kind of spoke about, it's about taking positives, negatives, whatever it may be. And obviously the Galway game was massive, I suppose, negative at the time, but going forward we can really use it as a even more massive positive. As you said, the league's a league, Galway are the better team today. I suppose made us realise where we need to get to and the pace we need to get to. We're going back up Salt Hill 6 weeks time from that game, and we knew there and then, as soon as that final whistle was blown, or even before that we were very far off it. And since then the standards have definitely been driven and trained from the management, from the players, and it's been put that out to reflection, self-reflection, team reflecting, what we need to do better, and hopefully now we won't see that again in 10 days time, and we'll see the right Kilkenny, the team that we know we are, and hopefully that was only a blip in our 2026 journey.
Yeah, because that's the beauty, isn't it, about championship? It's here, you have a chance to put it right. Leinster Championship is probably as competitive as ever been. There's about 3 or 4 teams at least that will hold their hands up thinking they have a tangible opportunity to go all the way, and that's the fight that's ahead for you and the remainder of the counties in this championship right now.
Yeah, it's very tight. It's probably as open as ever been Leinster Championship, and that's great, because that's what you want. You want to be hurling competitive games. So over the last number of years, you might look at the Munster games, and you see the crowds that it brings and the excitement it brings, whether it's to everyone in the GAA, whether you're watching at home or you're down in the stadium watching it. So hopefully now, with Leinster Championship being so open this year, it might drive the crowds, it might drive, I suppose, the enthusiasm back towards Leinster Championship, and I suppose GAA as a whole, because look, we're all hurling people, whoever's involved in GAA, and hurling especially, we're hurling people, we're all a bit mad, we all love to watch a good, exciting 70 minutes of hurling, whether it's your team or two teams that you don't support or you're not involved with. Everyone wants to sit down and watch a tight competitive game, plenty of skill, plenty of hard hits, work rate, and then obviously a few good scores as well.
Yeah, that's the exciting thing to look ahead. Just one last thing, we've seen the tweaking of rules in a good avail in Gaelic football the last while, but the one, I suppose the biggest one that stands out to me now is the descent rule that's come into hurling now as well. Just from the player's viewpoint, and I suppose your own, just to bore away a little bit of that, what are your thoughts on that? Because it could have a big impact on, games are small margins, so something out of place couldn't make a big impact on in the outcome of a game.
Yeah, it's mad, yeah, because I suppose probably first time in hurling really there's been kind of a new rule, bar maybe the throwing one out playing the 45. But you could just be hoping that, I suppose, the players and the officials maybe manage it well, because I think there obviously is a line in terms of players and officials, how you talk to them, how you respect them, but you kind of hope that there's still a chance for honest communication. If there's a free, that refs are open to asking, if a player asks why, obviously there's certain ways you can ask it, but if you were genuinely asking why or what the reason was, that refs are not just going to take that and move to free 45, that 30 yards, that there's going to be that open, honest communication. And if there's a line crossed 100%, you can bring that free forward, because at the end of the day, importance of respect in the game has to be there. And look, that's there for the players now. You know, you can speak to people in certain ways, and hope that is going to avail through championship. And yeah, but for me, the big thing is that the communication lines are still going to be there between the players and the refs.
Yeah, I think that's the level of common sense, if you want to call it that.
Yeah,
just because there is a line. Is that something then that you have to discuss as a camp, like, just to be wary, because you know we all have, myself included,
yeah,
the red head on a much lower level, I may add, but the red heads can come in, and you know,
yeah,
you're boiling. So do you have to just kind of have a little word around
because as far as every team has players who naturally wouldn't really talk through the game, and they're, no, if they would know yourself, they might be a bit hot-headed, but not in the wrong way, but that's just the way they kind of are, and they never be any sort of wrong in it. They wouldn't mean it, but they've kind of adapted in the way they give away a free, and they've been already given out to themselves, and it might come across a certain way. So it nearly be to them players to be saying, look, take it down a bit, because we don't want to ring this free forward 30 yards. But yeah, look, it'd be something that we already discussed, that there is the rule, and we're all know it now. So I suppose, look, again, I said respect is a massive thing. So whether it's respecting your opposition or your teammates and your own teammates and the officials, look, that's a massive thing in the GAA and in every sport code. Respect should be there. So this is just enforcing it.
Well, let's hope we're talking about special moments that you talked about on there earlier on, not little rule book infringements.
Absolutely.
The best luck for the year ahead, and let's hope it's a very exciting one for us all.
Thanks.